Hi, you're listening to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
And I'm Kerry King. I mean, Brian Wampler.
That's Brian Wampler. All right. No, seriously, thanks. I got to address something that we get a lot. That intro song.
Do you know there's only guitar on one side, right?
I do know, because it's my song and I wrote it. No, I'm just teasing. But yes, we wanted it to have a fuller effect. And the reason being is like there's a Rage Against the Machine song. I don't remember the one. It is maybe Killing in the Name of. No, it's not that one. But
Killing
in the Name of. Okay, well maybe
Sleep Down on a Fire thing did that.
I don't know, but in the intro the guitar is just on one side, and when the rest of the band comes in, it comes in stereo.
Oh, it's just Bulls on Parade, I think.
Sure.
Bulls on Parade.
I don't know. But it's off the first record.
Is it?
I don't remember. But anyway, I always wanted to do that. So I told the producer, I was like, let's do that. So nothing's wrong with your radio or your headphones or anything.
We had some requests. Can you go ahead and just put that second guitar on the other speaker?
They actually say that. Yeah. They ask me, no, I can't. I just can't do it.
Always it's my record, and if you don't like it, you're wrong.
Or you can email my record label and say, give him money to re-record another record.
Reese Winans liked it. What did your keyboard player say? Nothing, that's right.
Reese wasn't on that record. Reese was on the second record.
Tell him, Jeeves.
Jeeves.
You guys can't see, they replaced my stool. I had the... there's Jeeves. She's face. See him? I don't. My coffee mug strategically.
I feel so bad for the people that this is audio only, because they have no idea what you're talking about.
They have no idea what you're talking about, yeah.
I don't like Chiefs. Who's Chiefs? When did they get Chiefs on the radio? Chubby guy's stupid.
They don't know you're chubby if it's just audio only.
Dude, you can probably hear it in my voice.
It's like, he sounds chubby and bald.
Yes.
Okay, so we have this little statue next to Max. With like a little
a butler.
Jeeves,
yeah.
If you will.
Even if you won't, it's still Jeeves.
Jeeves, took him home.
And it's now part of our staff for today.
Yeah.
It's true.
He holds Max's coffee.
Best assistant I've ever had. Only assistant I've ever had.
Wait a minute, is this a podcast about stuff?
Yeah. Like
tone?
No.
Not anymore.
Chasing the topic with
Travis. Chasing topics. Oh man. Okay, so
numero uno.
Numero uno. All right, this is just kind of a funny story though. It's, you want to tell it because you got the email.
Sure. Yeah. We can do it. I didn't know if you wanted to jump into the last night thing.
We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah.
Okay. So assist our customers.
So this is great. I LOL'd. Out loud. So I laughed out loud, out loud.
You lolled out loud?
Yeah. What's a raffle? Seriously, R-O-F-L?
That's when they draw your ticket out of a bucket.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought it was a cage fighting move.
A raffle.
A raffle.
You've seen this? Have you seen it? It says
cage
raffle.
Fighting move. If you don't shut up, we're going to get a raffle right now. You understand? We're going to step outside and raffle and park.
Struggle
it.
Snuggle.
That's something totally different.
Oh, I got such a funny story about that.
What, struggles not going
as well. Might as well go.
So we have, let's see, just recently, this past week, we had, we added another video editor. And she's from high school, so she's getting ready, she's kind of like interning to go out and go to college for video, serious video editing, not working for acts like us. But anyways, so she starts editing the podcast. Or looking at one, and she clicks on it right in the middle, and it just happens to be on the picture where you show
MMA.
The struggle of like, two girls.
Yeah, it's true.
Doing the L7.
Yeah, you're liking the L7,
huh?
You're liking L7.
I like that. So they're doing the L7 in the wrestling move. She's like, she looks over at Nevin, the other video guy, looks at me.
No,
what a place to.
It was awkward. They're going through an old hard drive, and they just happen to find that picture. And she's like, I'm like, yeah, just ignore that. Like,
you never saw that. You never saw that.
Like, the thoughts going to their heads, like, what did I just get myself into?
Right.
And what's even more funny, if you rewind a little bit, he called her Megan when her real name's Amber. He's like, are you sure it's not Megan? She's like, yeah, it's Amber. He's like, okay, Megan.
I can remember Megan, so that's what I'm telling you.
You're so nice to your employees.
So, yeah, so every time that I'm talking to her and I say Megan, she corrects me, Amber, and I just keep going.
I've never met her. I haven't.
Yeah, we haven't talked about one guitar talk.
That's because you're a home worker.
I am a home worker. Two jobs. Oh, man. So, you ever wonder if, like, you ever seen those, like, Kentucky Fried Chickens and Taco Bells that are together?
Yes.
Yeah, if I worked there, I would brag that I had two jobs. I would. I'd be like, hey, I'm a single dad. I got two jobs.
Funny. Love that place.
Funny.
So I can eat a burrito supreme and a bucketed chicken.
Doublelicious.
Yeah.
Awesome. Remember when we went on Doublelicious kicks and we gained like 15 pounds in 3 weeks?
Then you lost yours and I gained 15 more.
That's because you always had to have a blizzard afterwards.
It's true. Except for a game of golf.
Yeah, we would go to one fast food restaurant, pick out there, and then Max would be like, you think what I'm thinking? I'm like, dude, we're already on the way to Dairy Queen.
It was more like, Dad, can we go to Dairy Queen?
Dad, can we get ice cream? We should probably talk about tone.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, now that we're 10 minutes in this.
Six.
So, Nick Samuelson. Apparently leads a youth band. So he says, hey guys, I led a youth band at my church for the confirmation worship services every Wednesday. After watching this week's podcast, I decided to check my mic at church by repeating sibilance. Sibilance. So in walks his boss, and his boss says, did you just say syphilis in front of 200 middle school students? He said, no.
And he said, put hashtag.
Yeah, he put hashtag hash brown awkward.
Fantastic. I'm totally using hash brown awkward in my daily. I mean, that's hash brown awkward. L7, that's my, with our intern, hash brown awkward.
My whole life is hash brown awkward.
It's true.
It's true, man.
That's why we're friends.
That is why. You know another reason we're friends? So yesterday, I'm on Skype, and I asked him a question, and then I called him on Skype, and I started playing Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles on my ukulele. And he was like, you want to know how I know we're best friends? I was like, why? He's like, I asked for a ukulele for Christmas.
That's true. Yeah, we didn't even talk about it ahead of time. Like,
yeah, dude, we had no
we
idea.
We both just got a ukulele at the same time.
Well, mine's because I love this guitar, man. It's a Blue Ridge. It's an acoustic, I think, brand new. They're like $500, $600.
Sounds great, though.
But it's all wood. It's all mahogany. It sounds great. It's what do they call it? The 00?
Yeah, I think right? It's like a silk spruce top to it. I
mean, yeah, it's spruce nice. Top, mahogany back and sides.
It's nice.
Do you use pedals with it?
No, but I do use one of those Phil Jones bass acoustic amps, mm-hmm. 5-inch drivers. Mm-hmm. Cool. Sounds unreal.
Maybe that's our new market. We start making ukulele pedals. We'll be the first.
But my infant son thinks that he just learned how to throw things. I guess he's almost a toddler now. I mean, right?
He's really infant anymore.
Yeah, he's a toddler. Yeah, he's a toddler. But dang it, that sucks. But anyways,
quick, man.
He'll take one of his like plastic balls and just bang on my guitar. And, like, he knows where he bangs right on the strings because that makes the noise. Every now and again he'll miss, so I hear clunk, clunk, clunk. So I bought him a ukulele. So I'm like, beat the crap out of that. You know,
that's a good idea, man.
It's not even a real instrument.
It is. It's awesome. It makes me feel like a giant, though. That it's the same thing. Like when on an airplane they give you a little bottle of booze. It's like Godzilla. So you're
in Godzilla come.
Or Andre the Giant. Anybody want to play?
Anybody want a peanut?
Anyways, number two.
Wait, real quick. We asked somebody, on a show where the sibilance thing came from, right?
Yeah, I forget what they said now.
Somebody told me
it was 45,000 people emailed us.
Somebody told me that it was Tom Hanks said it first in Saturday Night Live. Is that right?
I don't know.
That was one of the answers, yeah.
I think that's the one.
Wikipedia told me so. It must be true.
Either that or the guy just told me he was right because he really wanted a t-shirt.
Either way, I'd give him a t-shirt just for making that up. Yeah. So that's so obscure. I'd be like, dude, I'm going to give you a t-shirt.
Yeah, you earned this.
It's the best lie I've ever heard. I don't know if it's really a lie or anything, but yeah. Hilarious.
Maybe we should change it to if you get your question, you know, if we say your question, we give you the t-shirt we're wearing.
T-shirt that we're wearing?
Yeah. Some people,
dude, how about this t-shirt, huh? I don't know if you can't see it on the camera here.
Wrong way.
Bro. It's wrong. Lotus Petals, man.
Camera one, camera two.
Yeah, they something real cool I do want to talk about is Sean's his name, right?
Yep, Sean.
He posted this thing that was real heartfelt. Did you read it about the
about his dad?
So I mean, I don't know when that happened, Sean. But first off, my condolences. But it brought out something cool. He's doing a delay pedal that he worked. So it's Lotus pedals, and
I think Jack DeVille's work.
DeVille and Philippe from Caroline Guitar Company. Yep. So basically, you got Caroline, Mr. Black, and Lotus pedals all came together for this reverb pedal, and I believe all the proceeds are going to cancer research. And I'll spell the name of the pedal, and if you have any complaints,
that's just the name of it.
Yes, just the name of the pedal. But it's FK. And then on top, it's CNCR.
Right.
So it's pretty cool, right?
I was going to say it and you can bleep it out.
No, come on. That takes time in editing. But no, I mean, it's a great cause. The pedal sounds great. So just want to throw that out there, whatever it's worth. I'm not trying to like advertise for anybody, but it's a worthy cause.
Yeah,
so.
That's cool, man.
Okay, so on this...
Oh, I'm sorry. I think they're selling it like... Aren't 100% of the proceeds going?
I think so.
So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think there's a limited number. Maybe only like 100 of them.
I think so.
But... And if you don't care about all that, it sounds killer.
Right.
It does. It sounds great.
Yep. So just look up Lotus pedals. You'll see it.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that, guys. Just wanted to say something.
But, can you talk about your Kerry
King? Yeah, so Travis, remember that time Kerry King's tour manager flipped you off last night during the gig? It's a true story. And then the GM kicked Kerry King.
Okay, so here it is. Like,
the guy's out.
I knew Kerry King, and if you guys don't know who Kerry King is, listeners.
Place or poison.
No, I did meet that guy.
I did meet that guy.
He came to a gig once. But so anyways, Kerry King's a guitar player for Slayer. Right. So anyways, I got to meet him. He was nice. He did the picture thing, which was cool. Put it up on the Chasing Tone podcast Instagram page. Little plug there. But he was cool. And then I was playing, doing the gig or whatever, and then I saw Kerry and this dude, and then Kerry walks off, no big deal, and then this dude just flips me off for no reason.
Just walks up to the stage.
Not like a little, like, no, it like was a like, heartfelt, like,
yeah,
I hate you.
Yeah, like a straight up, like, and then I forget what I said, but I called it. I didn't know who he was.
Like, I want to party with that guy, man.
Yeah, I was like, I want to party with that guy. Are you in a club or something? Right into the mic, and everybody's like,
turn looks.
Yeah, everybody's turning looks. And then, like, I'm not trying to say like I'm a big time operator or nothing, but I've been playing this club for like 10 years, man. And and I'm not going to say I have clout, but I never complain about, people, and I said that into the mic. So one of the general manager comes up and he's like, who was it? And I was like, dude, it's not a big deal. And he goes, long hair or short hair? I said, kind of long. And then come to find out, I guess they bounced him, right?
Yeah. They said, they went up to Kerry King himself and said, like, I don't care if your guys, comes or goes, but you better keep him under control, or else I'm gonna get him under control for you, or something like that.
Yeah,
he's a big dude,
Oh, the general manager. Yeah. But
Kerry King's short. He's shorter than
something?
Travis.
Yeah, show me something.
You're gonna be proud of me.
Okay.
What's my name?
You're Brian. But since we're friends, I get to call you Big Time Operator.
And you stole that.
I completely ripped that off of you. Yeah.
But it's awesome. Except for if you say BTO, she can't ever get that.
Yeah.
She'll say PTO. And it's like, no.
Not a drive shaft.
Yeah. I think as yeah.
Drive shaft.
In the PTO, a type of drive
shaft. I was going to say parent teaching organization.
That's what I thought, too.
Drive shaft.
I thought, no.
Yeah, well, we were good kids in school, so we never had to meet with the PTO, bro.
It's just another thing people don't line up for. But you'll have 100 million people line up for a new iPhone. Like PTO, it's like, yeah, there's like three people.
You know what gets me? Is you go to a sporting event, and there's, 60,000 people that are screaming and yelling and so passionate about this game that people have died over it. In San Francisco, there was another fan there, and they knifed him. Right? Yeah, they knifed the guy, killed him for being a fan of another team.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Imagine if Americans got that pumped up about changing the country. And I'm not going to get into politics, but like, you ever thought about that? the passion for sport outweighs the passion for anything else. I think we did
about 230 years ago.
Right, yeah.
I'll get that excited about pedals right now. Let's do this. I got a big knife.
Yeah, that is a... He was bragging today that he could take that out of his pocket and flip it open at the same time.
Yeah. Self-open.
I got a...
Official knife of the Navy SEALs, Emerson Knives. Thank you.
Ricky was a young boy.
He had a heart of stone.
I'm gonna knife myself, you guys.
You don't even get it, dude.
I think he worked nine to five,
worked his fingers to the bone.
Yeah,
he had no money, owned no place at home. Yeah, and then it's another line in there is fought like a switchblade, so no one could take him down, or something like that. Yeah, right? That's where the line, huh? It's a joke. It's hilarious if you know the. You know what? On Twitter. If you know the name of that song, hashtag it, right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Or just email it to us. I'd like to know if you guys are following me, smelling what I'm saying. That'd
be hashtag Ask Chasing Tone.
Yeah. Hashtag Ask Chasing Tone.
Like how we all look up. It's like,
yeah.
Actually, it's snowing outside. It's been distracting me for the last 15 minutes. I don't even know what we're even talking about.
I don't even know where I'm at. Okay. So Kenny Stein had a good question. He wanted to know more about how we recommend stacking pedals.
On top of one another.
No, into each other. No, that's ridiculous. Max prefers to play double pedals.
I do.
So he doesn't have to worry about it.
It's true.
Do you like your tube screamer into your tube screamer or your tube screamer into your tube screamer?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. It depends what kind of mood I'm in. Usually, tube screamer and tube screamer. Although I played a Klein into tube screamer last night.
That sounded great, man.
It's not killer.
Yeah.
Is that your pink mustache thingy?
No, I use Travis built me a little Klein clone, and I played that right into the Clarksdale.
Your mustache thingy, that's your tube screamer and tube screamer.
That's tube screamer. Yeah, two TS-808s.
I just want to throw this out there. I have no intentions of anything ever building any other pedals for anybody else, including myself. Because I don't want anybody to be can you build me a Klein?
I forgot to tell you that starting next Monday, you'll be building pedals.
Travis at WamplerPedals.com. I never get to say this. He will build you a Klein clone and seal it with a kiss. It'll sound like everything you want, and if it doesn't, email him again, Travis at WamplerPedals.com, and tell him how much it doesn't sound like you want it to. Sounds like Dreams and Starlight and Gummy Bears. If Gummy Bears had a sound, that's what they'd sound like. It sounds wonderful. Check it out.
With gummy bears, but just imagine a little bit more heavy on the low mids.
Like a big gummy bear.
Like, like gummy bear. Yeah, like one that's got a belly.
My wife loves gummy bears. She saw one in the Joann Fabrics. It was 5 pounds. It was a
one gummy bear?
One gummy bear.
Whoa, wait. Why were you in Joann Fabrics?
Technically, I think it was Michael's. Which I found out was like Guitar Center for my wife. I can't go in there without spending $100 or two. And I'm like, I understand now. I totally get it.
But thank God. You're in Bloomington, right?
Yeah. I'd rather shop local.
Greenwood, the great thing is that Joann Fabrics is right next door to Guitar Center.
I'm not that lucky. Mm-hmm. But like, I do stuff like, there's like all these craft stuff, right? So there's like letters and stuff. I'll rearrange the letters, be like, help me. I'm in the store with my wife. She's like, that's not funny, Max. It's not funny.
That's awesome. My wife won't take me into those places anymore. I went into one and they had like this foam sword. So I grabbed it. I just would like, I'd walk around the store and then every time she'd walk around a corner, I'd just beat the hell out of her with it. Of course, it doesn't hurt. It's it's lighter than a pool noodle. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like it's not like I'm going domestic. Wait, I can't make domestic violence jokes anymore. Yeah. I got in trouble.
Well, dude, you shouldn't crack those jokes anyways.
Well, no, all I was going to say is I got a white tank top the other day, and I just call it my Ray Rice jersey.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. Ray Rice jersey. Oh, man.
All right. You know what?
So if you hate us, that's Travis at Wampler Pedal.
I'll just say this. If I offended you, I forgive you.
What do you say, Jeeves?
Stacking pedals. What I like to do is I like my lower gain pedal first. You know, I like to because it, like we've talked about before, mm-hmm. it tightens up anything that's heavier gain. Sure. So I'm running... Well, a tube screamer into the Clarksdale, But that's cool because I can add bass, cut treble, and then I always cut the mids on them. But I set the Clarksdale up, little gainier because it sounds better than the Tube Screamer with gain.
Yep.
And then I hit the front end of that with the Tube Screamer, you know?
Yeah.
Is that, so last night, did you run your clone? Did you run that cleaner than your...
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yep. Almost exact same thing. I like the static light overdrives in general together. I just think stacking light
the compression, yeah.
Yeah, there's just really nice compression. It can chunk up really nice.
Yeah. How do you'll actually run overdrive into distortion, right?
Me? You know, I used to actually run a distortion into an overdrive. I used to like to have a distorted signal and then take the overdrive and set it like lighter gain. And here's why, though.
Complete opposite.
Yeah. The reason, though, is because I don't know. I probably played my first Jekyll and Hyde from Visual Sound about 2001-ish or so.
Didn't they do that and chainsaw song?
Visual
No, Jekyll and Hyde. The Lumberjack, you know what I'm talking about? No. There's a band that has a song with a chainsaw in it.
Is that Jekyll?
Isn't that Jackal?
Oh, yeah. Jackal.
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 Jackal. Yeah, I remember that. They always played 8 seconds.
I think they...
They're always like on Friday, and then midget wrestling's on Saturday. And if you've never been to midget wrestling, it is the most demeaning thing you've ever seen, but fantastic.
Man.
Okay, go ahead. I'm
then
sorry.
Then we lost our audience. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, there's a joke.
I don't...
I'm going to hell.
What'd you say?
Save me a seat.
What'd you say?
No, I'm not saying it again.
I'll boost the crap out of that in editing so everybody can hear it.
I can't wait till it comes out. I didn't hear him.
No, it's not worth repeating.
So anyway, it's because I had a Jekyll and Hyde pedal, and I like the sound of them stacked up together. So on the Jekyll and Hyde, what you have is like a Tube Screamer on the left and like a Marshall Shredmaster on the right, more or less, right? That's the
okay.
two, basic topologies, if I recall right.
Is that the one that's shaped kind of like home plate?
Shaped like home plate, yeah.
Okay.
Like the gray one's my favorite. Then they came out with a red one. Then they changed the shape and added some weird switches and stuff. I didn't care for that one as much as the first two. But anyways, I really loved the sound of those two stacked up. And so that's kind of why I started liking that sound, just like a distortion into a Tube Screamery type circuit.
Now that's an older pedal. Were you in the pedal game then?
Not professionally. I mean, that was the time that I was modifying stuff and pulling parts out. I'm like, huh, what's this little shaped thingy? What happens if I put a resistor where a cap went? You know?
Okay.
So, cool. Cap. Yeah.
Capacitor.
Yeah.
Speaking of capacitors, let's talk about metal film compared to polyester.
I'll be right back. Polyester. I'm going to go get your pocket protector.
Hold on.
kind of while we're on like overdrives and stacking together, I actually had some people email in. I think one thing is kind of cool. I didn't know you can do this with one of our pedals until Tom Quayle did it with his. You can run the dual fusion at 18 volts.
Yeah.
And it'll clean it way up, gives it more headroom. That thing sounds awesome. I mean, it sounded good before, but it sounds awesome.
No, it sounds good.
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
No, I know what you mean. It's not your cup of tea.
It's not my bag typically. But Brian's taking a selfie over here. No, but it's not my bag. Typically, if you run at 18 volts, it sounds awesome.
Nice.
I really enjoy it. So you guys out there that have, I checked with their Master Tech. You can run it at 18 volts without blowing it up.
The Master Tech,
Brian.
Which would be Longley. Brian. Yeah.
Yeah. Our research and development team. But yeah, if you guys are home and you have an 18 volt negative center pin power supply, check it out.
And I'd like to talk about my process of research and development when it comes to different voltages. It's sort of like this. I don't know. Let's give it a try and see what happens.
Let's build it really strong. And if I put too much voltage in it, that should be good.
Yeah. I love how technical Max is. We'll build it really strong.
Yeah, but essentially,
we'll use a lot of solder this time.
Yeah, a lot of solder. We'll put some good power doodads in there, and if I know the power doodads smell like smoke, we're good.
I love that when people are like, man, my pedal, it smells like burnt plastic.
Is D1 really black?
Yeah, exactly. What would be D1? It'd be an R.
Do what?
R1.
Yeah.
Yeah, R1.
Yeah,
it goes
D1,
through
R1.
A smallish resistor, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it goes to a MOSFET to protect it.
Yep.
To protect everything else.
Mm-hmm. MOSFETs.
Because I'm awesome. No, I'm kidding. That's actually a Justin Simpson thing.
Yeah. Well, it's just easier to fix that one resistor than it is a whole pedal.
Yeah, usually, yeah. Yeah, that's and that helps a lot of people who have put the wrong adapter. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you got your line 6 adapter, whatever it was AC.
Right. It's not always the case. It's not always the case.
It's not.
Right.
No, yeah, but I mean, it's if, you know, it's easier to replace one or two parts than to take a whole new circuit.
Right, and, you know.
Cheaper, too.
Yeah, I do want to say that does, if you fix it yourself, it totally voids the warranty. And that's pretty much every manufacturer, not just Wampler.
Yeah.
But, you know, people like that because sometimes you can fix it yourself or take it to a qualified tech. Right. But we don't have authorized techs. So what you consider qualified still voids the warranty.
Well, I take that back. There are a few in different countries that we work with. Yeah.
Okay.
We'd have to ask the international team, meaning Jason Wilding.
Jason Wilding at WamplerPedals.com.
No, just Jason.
Just Jason.
Oh, yeah, just Jason at WamplerPedals.com. Yeah.
He likes to get Facebook requests, too. Look him up on Facebook.
Yeah. I will say one thing. Our email addresses are really hard to guess.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Mine's a big papa umau mau.
Oop mau mau.
Umau mau.
Is that Alabama that did that song?
No idea.
Yiddy up, baroom, bop,
bop. No, that's Oak Ridge Boys, dude.
Oak Ridge Boys. Yeah. Isn't that the exact same band?
I think like one of the guitar players is one of our customers.
Well, I know for Alabama, he is. He plays the Ego Compressor.
Does he?
Dude, did you know their guitar player? One of his fingers is he has trigger finger, and he never got it fixed. It is locked in a position.
Really?
Yeah, because I went to shake his hand, and then I had something in my right hand. I went to shake him with my left hand. He's like, I can't shake with that hand. And I looked at it. I was like, dude, how do you play?
Hmm.
He's like, just got used to it.
Small necks.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing. Yeah, it's really, and you can see it like when he was in that Brad Paisley video.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look real closely, I mean, yeah, it's the same dude. Cool. But yeah,
How do you get trigger finger?
I had surgery on trigger finger.
Really?
Yeah, that's something I could talk about real quick too, man. Is repetitive stress injuries?
Yeah, man.
Big time. Like I used to play professionally. That's like how I ate. You know, like, and I used to teach and. I developed a couple different repetitive stress injuries. I got carpal tunnel, and then which made me change my whole technique. And then I got trigger finger, and my finger would literally lock in a curled position.
So what happens if you try to straighten it?
It'd pop right back out. And most of the time, you know, that didn't hurt. But it would wake me up at night. I'd be in excruciating pain. And, you know, so with the carpal tunnel and the numbness and then the excruciating pain, it was like having pain and numbness at the same time. It was terrible. All I got, I will say this, do not be afraid to get the surgery. I was back going. They said 6 weeks. I was teaching in 2 weeks.
Huh.
So
I don't think you were supposed to be teaching it 2 weeks.
Well, I had to pay my mortgage. So, yeah. But
something about food.
Yeah,
he liked it.
I know.
It's I feel like I'm addicted to food. Like if I didn't eat, I'd die.
Yeah. No, technically, you can go 3 weeks without eating until you die. That's true.
I don't want to. I don't. Do not trust Max on that. Do not try that.
No, don't try it. I don't think I can go 3 hours.
You can't. You turn into a little.
No, I do. I'm like, you know, have you ever seen that Snickers commercial? Where like you turn into a diva. So if I don't eat every 6 hours, I'm like that. I started told Brian we're at an airport one time. I'm like, dude, I'm going to get some food here real fast. I'm ripping your freaking head off. He's like, you do know I signed your paycheck. I'm like, oh, yeah. Well,
I think you're like, somebody's going to die.
Yeah, somebody's going to die.
How many pieces of nicotine gum have you had this episode?
I think this is my second or third.
That's pretty funny.
I don't know
why
you're so
skinny. Didn't bring it up to share with
class. Some people eat. I just chew nicotine gum and drink coffee.
But yeah, no, I mean, the thing is like one thing I found is I have a terrible technique. I totally do. I play with my thumb over the neck. And I'll even do my bar chords that way. You know, I'll grab that root with my thumb.
And I never could do that, man. I mean, I never felt comfortable to me.
I can't do it like sitting down, but when I'm standing, it's just more comfortable.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never was.
No matter the size of the neck, I always did that. Hmm. And now I've kind of gotten away from that. And I did the whole thing to where you kind of can leave a finger in between your finger and the fretboard. Mm-hmm. And man, it changed the way I play. But be honest with you, it made me play more lines and melody than it did just skittles and wheedles. You know what I mean?
What about the badukadukas?
Yeah, badukadukas. Well, that's country. But you know, I mean, I think you would agree that I played completely different now. But yeah, that's one thing. For instance, my doctor that did the surgery, he does like all the surgeries for that the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yes, we have a symphony orchestra.
They're great.
They are. But did you know there's like an injured reserve list?
Huh.
Yeah, no, if you get hurt, you can have the surgery, and then they put you kind of like on an IR, and then they bring you back when you're better. But it was so cool to have a doctor that did the surgery that was so in tune, no pun intended.
I see what you did there.
But no, he straight up told me, he said, you know, he's like, what? He said, you might want to go down a gauge of strings. That's pretty cool for a doctor to say that doesn't play guitar.
Did you say, have you ever heard of Stevie Ray Vaughan?
He played telephone pole wires.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He just grabbed a wire that you use for a house. Started a guitar with that.
I had a stiff lesson with that, man. I had this last gig a couple weeks ago I played. I broke two high E strings on my guitar, and I was changing a high E string and broke another one. So all I had left in the pack was a 13 B string or a 14 B string. So I put that on as an E string. I felt like Stevie Ray Vaughan. My fingers are murder.
Oh, man.
And I don't recommend that. So you listen I've had to do that more before. E-strings.
That stinks.
I'll quit.
if you're breaking that many E strings,
I'll just play Keith Richards songs on
that. That was, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, man. I thought I had like a burr on my saddle, right?
Yeah.
So like I had that. I know Travis and I talked about that. I had it deburred, had it set back up. You know, I'm still breaking E strings. So I've sent an email to the good people at Graph Tech. To see what they recommend or if they want to send anything our way for shows. But I haven't heard back.
Do they make like, what do they call it, the bone?
Yeah, it's like artificial ivory. Mm-hmm. It's called tusk or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to like
help that's the nut, not the saddle though, right?
Yeah, the saddle itself, yeah. And I'm breaking it right at the saddle.
I don't want the nut. I just want the rest of the elephant. Just send the rest of the elephant.
Elephant. No, but for anybody that's listening that might, I know, right? Yeah. That's never mind. but for anybody listening, if anybody has any suggestions or like knows any like great saddles that save strings,
the Graph Tech, man.
Oh, I know Graph Tech, but they're not answering my emails.
Yeah, don't you love that?
That's customer service in me though. I'm like, why aren't you answering my emails?
There's two companies that are like that. That one of them, can I say it?
Yeah,
I better sure. not.
Well, whatever you say is a product of your own.
Yeah, it's my own Travis Feaster, not Chasing Tone, just Travis Feaster.
Right.
But Line 6, man, if anybody out there is listening, answer some emails, yo.
Dude.
Right?
I've never emailed them.
I'll say this about Line 6. They made in conjunction with the Bogner, the amp, and when that amp blew up on me.
Z-Bogner.
Neither Line 6 nor Bogner would fix my amp.
Oh, wow.
But did they at least answer your email?
Yeah, they're like, well, yeah, we could send you a new motherboard, but you had to purchase it. And it was like, as much as an amp, I'm like, yes, forget that.
Yeah. You know what,
who blew that amp up anyway? What a jerk.
I don't know if it's been for how long, but the guy that handles Bogner stuff now, I think he's named Ari or something like that. We met him
at
the guy that was with Bogner when we were there. Super, super good guy. I wouldn't think you'd have any problems with Bogner's emailing. I wouldn't think.
Yeah, Bogner and Line 6 both make great products. They make some of the best amps and pedals.
Their
wireless systems are killer, man.
They're great, but I won't buy anything on principle now.
Oh, see, I did. I bought this even after that because I had a question about another thing, but I went ahead and bought that G30. You heard it last night.
It sounded killer. Yeah, killer.
And the thing is, too, is it's weird to say a wireless system sounds killer.
You can't tell.
Because if it's good, it sounds like nothing.
It sounds like your guitar.
It just sounds like nothing. You know what I mean? And then that's what I wanted. You couldn't tell at all.
I wanted to hate it on principle. I'm like, it's not a cable. It's not going to sound good. But it had like this, cable link simile. Uh-huh. Right? It sounded great. Worked really perfect. Did.
I wonder how many people, actually, if you're watching a YouTube video, then post at the bottom. If you're listening to podcasts, and send us a mail or Twitter or something. But I wonder how many people have stopped buying a company's products just simply because they didn't get their emails answered or whatever.
I did. I won't mention names, but after I met a famous pedal builder modifier.
Ad Nam.
He gave me the cold shoulder. And I went home and sold everything I ever bought from him.
Yeah, good for you.
Just on principle.
Good for you, man.
Just on principle. I was like, dude, now it's probably like I had that little lost puppy look. I'm like, yeah. And I like, remember that time you built this pedal and I bought it.
It was awesome.
And it was awesome. He's like, okay, yeah, thanks. And then just gave me a cold shoulder.
And the thing is, too, is like,
selling everything now.
And I'm not trying to say that somebody in the industry deserves better treatment than a customer, mm-hmm. but you would think they would get as much.
Well,
You know,
we're all guitar players, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Without customers, it's just a hobby.
You're right. So. Yeah. And you know, some people are so guarded, though, to where they think, you know, well, this guy works for another company. He's talking to me about stuff. You know, he wants to know my secrets. And it's so funny because, like...
That's such an old school thing, too.
The thing that cracks me up was just yesterday, we were emailing Jamie from Earthquaker Devices, and we're trading pedals.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if he was worried about us wanting to know his secrets, he would not trade pedals with us. He's cool, man. And same with us. It's like, dude.
I mean, I know there's a Ryan from, I think it's RJM Effects, I think is this company.
Okay.
And so he'll always call me up and like, dude, like, I'm trying to get these retailers. What would you do in this situation?
Yeah.
You know, and you just... So you don't see that among people outside of like our little boutique, at least the newer guys. Like you're telling about the person at NAMM who had a.
You're such a flower, Brian.
So, you flower.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you start slamming other people on Instagram and who's in your niche, that's just, you know. Grow up, man.
You know, even from a customer standpoint, though.
Yeah, because,
like,
I mean, he took a shot at you personally on Instagram.
You know, and I'm just like,
give me a break.
Yeah. You know? What's it like being in 2004? Everybody wants I'm not going to do it.
And if you can't guess who it is by now, then
just stop listening. No, I mean, ordinarily, that's probably a cool situation, but for whatever reason...
Well, it's because he took a dig at you personally in a public forum.
I love it. So if I was Jamie from Earthquaker, I'd never do that again. I'm teasing Jamie.
Jamie's like, cool dude, man.
Guitar nerd rage. Like, let's do this.
Stop it.
No, but just interaction in general, even like with customers, like, it might take like a day, sometimes like on a weekend, 2 days to get back to you. But like, I'd rather a customer come talk to me before they plug in their 18 volt AC power supply. Like, I always want to seem more approachable. I want people to talk to us if they ever have any questions or just like, hey, how do I set my pedals up? Like, email us, you know? We'll take
care of you. Yeah, I mean, just call us or whatever. Yeah.
Just don't ever follow those suggested settings in the manual.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, that's actually a good point because there's a lot of times, like, if you follow the suggested Brad Paisley setting and you're using. I don't know, a basement? It's nowhere near what you would want to do because the basement's darker, you know? But if you're using it on an AC30, it's probably going to be closer. If you're using it on a twin, you probably would want to... All that stuff is so subjective. Where's your bass and mids and treble at on your amp? What kind of guitar are you using?
Right.
You know?
And we use a really... at least here in the office, we use a Mesa Boogie. And it doesn't have a lot of character. It's a very flat amp.
Yeah.
The Lone Star, right?
The Lone Star, it's a 112. It's very flat. It's not really colored.
It's the biggest cabinet on a 112 I've ever seen.
It's the heaviest amp in the world. It weighs like 105 pounds.
Yeah,
it's a metric ton. Not quite that much.
A metric ton.
It's a little less than a boatload.
It is a boatload.
A little less than a boatload.
Yeah. But no, it's a very flat amp. So, yeah, that's very subjective. So don't email me about that. Just play around. No, I'm joking. You can email me about that.
I really want customers.
If you have any questions about that, Travis at Wampler Pedals.
I really want customers to ask us about that, but don't email me.
I don't sound like that. That's
smart. All I got to do is try to sound like Seth Rogen.
If you have a question, send a letter to P.O. Box.
Handwritten letter, wax seal. If there's no wax seal on it, forget about it.
Oh, so, I mean, we touched on some things, you know, right?
Did we talk about guitar tone at all?
Yes.
We did,
We talked about stacking overdrives and Kenny Stein, you know?
Kerry King?
Yeah, Kerry King.
Never heard of her.
Kerry, I like that.
Isn't that Chick with the Blood and 70s?
Yes, and the Pig or something. Yeah. But... Okay, so I do got a favor to ask of the listeners, but if you guys could, if you listen to this on iTunes, if that's your outlet or whatever, leave us a review on there. You know, even if it's, you know, we're not asking for a positive review every time. Obviously, that'd be great if you dig the show, but just an honest review, you know? So if you guys could do us a favor, you know, tell the people there, you know, what you think of the show, you know, that'd be great. Also... You know, share the podcast, you know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. If it brings you joy, why not share that?
It's like a good Kit Kat, you know? You want to break a piece off and give it to a buddy. No?
I'm going to roll with it because you're my boss.
Yeah, because you're my boss, I'll give you that and be like, totally.
But hey, hashtag give me a break. Yeah, like that. So, yes, I get back into there. But yeah, if you guys have questions, like those in Twitter land, man, just hashtag it, man. Ask Chasing Tone. Ask Chasing Tone. If you guys have any questions.
Hashtag ask Chasing Tone.
The blast is a question or whatever. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Travis would be more than happy to answer.
It's true. It is true. So, and like always, if you guys have any questions or comments, either put them in the YouTube comments or just email us at podcast@wamplerpedals.com. So, for Max and Brian, I'm Travis. Thank you guys so much for listening.